Kits is a Tech Tuesday. On the line with us, Bridget Carey from CNET. You can find her at CNET.com. Bridget, I heard something in the news about a Google employee who wrote a little diatribe, and Google was not supportive of it. Why don't you give us a little background on this story?
Yeah, it's got a lot of people worked up online, as most things, you know, in the tech community get people worked up anyways. But this is something where an employee at Google started, spreading around this long memo about gender inequality, arguing that biology prevents women from being successful as men in the tech industry, not necessarily people just being biased against women. And it went on and on and on. And essentially, Google executives were aghast and said that this really perpetuates gender stereotypes, you know, saying that women can't do something because of men, or suggest that colleagues have traits that make them less biologically suited for certain type of work. They find, you know, they said in a statement, the CEO said that that's offensive, not okay. And after this being on the internet and talked about in the news for over a day, they announced that they fired the guy who wrote it. And the guy who wrote it has said that he feels like he was fired illegally, and he may be pursuing something, some sort of action. But of course, that's all that heat of the moment reaction. So who knows what will happen?
So Bridget, just so I understand, he was, he no longer is, but he was an employee of Google's at the time.
Yes. And it was like a 10-page memo, and it went viral after it was posted to like this internal network in Google.
Yeah.
And then other Google employees kind of leaked it out, and that's when the press started writing about it.
Well, first of all, of course he got fired because it's not representing their views necessarily. And two, what legal leg does he have to stand on? He was not representing the company in the company
way.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think what I've read, it's he's exploring legal action because, you know, like kind of saying Google misrepresented him and shamed him in order to silence him. You know, I have a legal right to express my concerns, he writes, about my working environment. And, you know, he felt that he had a right to discuss. I think people kind of confuse sometimes their First Amendment rights with representing their employer, and this is that murky ground.
Bridget, we did a story a couple of weeks ago about a guy who worked at a fast food place, a popular fast food place, and he took pictures of behind the scenes of what it looked like behind in the kitchen and everything like that. And in a way, this is kind of connected, but in another way, it's different enough. You know, I guess it's just...
Yeah. He's not whistleblowing. He just has this rant. It's
right.
Not even saying that I think people make these choices. He's saying we need to stop calling things to be sexist, and we need to just admit that women are, you know, different for the things that, you know, that make them women, and we stop have to say that, oh, you know, but really diversity is so much deeper than that.
Sure.
You know, like you can go on with different arguments about why it's good to have a diverse group of people to work around, because it brings different views. You know?
Right.
So whether or not you believe one thing or another, it definitely was a 10-page memo. This guy was going on and on about all the ways that he believed, you know, it when you read it, like, and I was glancing at some of it, it's just a mess.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Here's another big story from the tech world, and that's the hacking of HBO. What do you know about this?
Okay, well, you know, we always hear about entertainment companies getting hacked, like Sony back in the day with their emails, and these group of hackers are claiming that they have a lot of information, perhaps emails as well, and copies of, you know, not yet released shows, including Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They released, or at least online, I haven't watched it to see it myself, but everyone says that there was a Sunday night's episode was on, like, at Friday or Saturday, and they're threatening, you know, hey, we're going to keep leaking more stuff unless you pay a ransom.
Millions, right?
Yeah, and you know, the HBO kind of made a statement saying that they're still looking into this. They're working with cybersecurity firms. They don't believe, they're still reviewing things, but they don't believe the email system has been compromised, unlike Sony in 2014.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to pay anything. I mean, but it really shows you that this is a big deal for HBO. They make a lot of money off the secrets of what's going to come in the next Game of Thrones episode, and it would make any, you know, entertainment giant nervous. Like, they also are saying that they have upcoming shows like Room 104, Insecure. Guess what? No one cares about them like they care about Game of
right.
Thrones. It's all about Game of Thrones. You know, I don't care about whatever show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, pilot episode. No, no, it's Game of Thrones. That's when they spend all their money. That's what matters here. But to kind of succumb to their demands wouldn't be something that you would see a company do.
But Bridget, with HBO, they don't make their money in the old way of advertisers. They make their money through subscribers. Is there any fear that enough people would stop subscribing to HBO and would go the way of the hacker route instead of subscribing?
That's okay. If these hackers prove they have every episode, sure, I'm going to cancel my subscription, save some money, right?
Yeah.
That's what people could do. I don't know if their threats, though, are just empty threats or if they have more Game of Thrones or not. So it's too early to say that it'll like really impact them, but if this happens enough times with enough shows, this, you know, it shows you how much HBO, Showtime, and others have to really invest in their security, because that is their bread and butter. If you think you could just leak it online early, well, why bother paying for HBO?
Wendy tried to sell me a season of Two Broke Girls, and I wouldn't fall for that.
How is that show? Is that still
on? I don't
on?
Think it's on anymore.
It's
no.
been on in reruns everywhere.
Yeah. I know. Man. I think that's it.
All right, I'm kind of surprised it took this long for this to happen, quite honestly.
Well, I mean, yeah, they are a target, right? You know, like any movie is a target. I remember there was a threat before that Bob Iger at Disney was like, oh, someone hacked the latest Pirates of the Caribbean, that ended up being
right.
false. And, you know, so I think hackers are looking for all sorts of ways for ransom, and they're really putting these companies to the test and making them, you know, take their security even more seriously. Now, if only every place that, you know, we as consumers partake in took it seriously, because for so long, I mean, it was one story after another was hacked with credit card information, and we all just kind of went, oh, well. Well, now when it comes to people's emails and companies and shows, they certainly are going to invest more, I think.
But the percentage of hackers being caught is very, very high, isn't it?
High?
Yeah. Hi, Wendy. But it is,
really?
Right? Yeah. They usually catch the hackers in situations like this, don't they, Bridget?
You don't really hear a lot about it.
No?
It's one of those things that it takes a while. They'll catch a friend, but not the whole team. You know, someone will, you know, ask for, you know, a deal bargain for
yeah.
you know, revealing something else. So a lot of people in the hacker community are out there working both sides because of those things. So yes, nothing's really secret.
Oh.
Also, everything's hackable. And you know, in short, it's messy. I don't think there is a good answer for your question.
Oh, all right.
Bridget, I don't know if this is up on CNET, and this is my fault because I haven't searched it, but if not, could you get someone on this story? I am looking for a way to cut our cable bill. I say cable because I don't know what else to call it. It's like over $300 a month. We don't watch very much. Speaking of HBO, those are things you can get elsewhere. There are these Amazon Fire Sticks. There's Roku. There's Sling TV. It seems to me somebody should do the work and find a way to save money on, like, so you can drop cable or just do the basic and then add these other things. Has that been talked about over there?
Okay. On CNET, you can find a big chart of all the different services. And the like, if you want to cut the cable, here's a chart on like all the options and what they do have and don't have, so you can kind of compare what's worth spending your money on. There are these over the internet TV subscription services. Sling has one from Dish, and actually Sony has its own. They call it PlayStation View, but you don't need a PlayStation for it. And essentially, it's about $30 or so, maybe $40 a month. And you're getting cable and basic television. You just have to have a Roku or a stick in your house. And we have a chart that says, okay, what device do you need, and how much does it cost, and what channels are you getting? I found that I liked the PlayStation View service the best because it has the most cable and broadcast. When I say cable, I mean you get, like, every cable news network, which, you know, I feel like nowadays it's really good to have.
Yeah.
faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And that said, it was only like about $40 a month, you know. So, and it worked on the Roku. I find Roku has most of the services. Amazon doesn't have everything, you know, and Google's version doesn't always have everything, but the Roku does. So you can break it down, see what channels are important to you, see if sports are important, what is offered there too, and kind of do the math. And then pay for HBO for $15 extra because you still want to watch your Game of Thrones.
And you get your local network affiliates, Bridget? You get your ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox? You get those locally?
I feel that it works the best in big areas like Chicago, yeah. New York, Miami, and not every area is going to always get, you know, what they want out of it. You can actually plug in where you live, and it'll say, oh, it has a local CBS, but not the local ABC, maybe. You know, it'll tell you exactly what is available.
And that's on CNET.com because I am sick of paying. You know, I watch most of the stuff.
$300 a month is a lot.
I know that includes our home line, which I gotta cut the tether.
Yeah.
One of these days.
I think people pay a lot because they still want the ability to go back, rewind, download shows, and that's the cool thing about the PlayStation View program is that you can download some stuff and have it in the cloud instead of on a physical hard drive in your home. But, you know, people are looking for different options because we're not all watching everything live.
I don't watch anything live, really, except, you know, sporting events, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times our DVR is pretty much filled up. So you can go to the specific net, like Preacher, for instance. I just went to AMC and watched it there.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't need to download it and have it on a DVR. The world is changing and the prices are too high. That's all I'm telling you.
Where is this comparison sheet?
It's CNET.com, but what do we look under?
Well, I cheat and I just do a Google search. And so, because there's too much on CNET sometimes to always find everything exactly. But if you search for streaming services comparison, you'll find it. I'm doing it right now as I speak to you to make sure it comes up.
We'll figure it out. It can't be that hard. Yeah, Bridget, thanks so much.
It's all there. You know, Hulu versus YouTube versus Sling versus DirecTV versus you can find it all.
It's wow. Right there, written July 7th. I'm going to read it now.
Yep. It's easy. Bridget, thank you very much. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, you too.
That's
Bridget
Carey. CNET is your one-stop shopping headquarters for all things internet-based and tech-based and sling-based and face-based. All right, we'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.